All of today's readings speak of rejection. In our first reading, God tells Ezekiel, as God put it, "I'm sending you to the Israelites who have rebelled against me. Hard face and obstinate of heart are they." Sounds like a great job offer. Let's go talk to these people who don't want to talk to us. From Paul, we hear not only of his personal thorn, but also of the insults, the hardships, the persecutions, and constraints that he suffered. But he's not complaining, as you heard. He actually revels in his weakness. He says he is content and at peace about it. In our gospel, despite speaking wisdom and truth, Jesus is rejected because the people listening know the simple family that Jesus comes from, and he's amazed at their lack of faith. All these readings come in the backdrop of this being the 4th of July. So I can't help but tell you my first impressions as I read these passages in preparation for today. My first thought was, have we lost the ability to believe anyone or anything we hear today? Do you now take everything with an ounce of suspicion? Have not every institution that we have cherished shown itself to be untrustworthy, or at least to be approached with suspicion instead of trust? I don't want to go down the entire line of my thinking, but I can start with the church and the recent debate on who should and who should not receive communion. What once was a private debate and forum among the bishops to arrive at some consensus, now bishops from every side have no difficulty offering opposite opinions to the media, all to the detriment, I think, of what we Catholics are to believe. How about the medical community and this pandemic? Have we heard unedited medical truth or propaganda? Have we allowed a reasonable debate and encouraged research? Or have we heard just what politicians and some health officials think we should know? In our public forum, is our country systematically racist or not? No one dares debate because you risk demonization. What about the police? Are there just some bad apples, or are there systematic discrimination? No matter which side you fall on, someone will tell you you are wrong, and not only that, that they'll tell you that you are bad, you're ignorant, and that you're just an irresponsible person for thinking that way. How have we come to this in our country? How come we no longer feel comfortable talking about almost anything without looking around to see who is listening and may be offended? How come everything we hear, we are suspicious that the information is being filtered to enforce some agenda? On this 4th of July, coupled with the readings of the rejection of God's word, I believe the answer, our hope, lies in freedom. How our understanding of exactly freedom means has been terribly distorted in our country. Our country affords us many freedoms. What this day is about freedom. We live in the greatest country in the world because of the efforts, the blood, the wisdom, and the perseverance of a small group of people. People who wanted a country where they would have the freedom to live, the freedom to protest, to disagree, and more important to us today, the freedom to worship. Freedom is at the heart of our very existence. It is the core of our life experiences. Everyone understands freedom as a birthright, a possession that can't be taken away from us. Freedom gives us the ability to think and to choose. Our country was founded on the concept that we have this inalienable right called freedom. But these freedoms, our country was not founded on man-made freedom, but was given to us by God. John Adams, our second president, remarked, "The general principles on which the fathers achieved independence were the general principles of Christianity. I will avow, and I then believed, and now believe, that those general principles of Christianity are as eternal and immutable as the existence and attributes of God." John Adams also said it a bit more succinctly. He said, "Without religion, this world would be something not fit to be mentioned in public company. I mean hell." What has been drifting away, if not already lost, is the understandings that our freedoms are given to us by God. We are truly free when we understand that our very nature, our longing, our attraction to what is good is what guides us and makes us free. It is because we are made in God's image that we have these longings to be good. When we lose this understanding of freedom, St. Paul tells us, as you heard in the opening prayer, we become slaveries of sin. This time in our country and our lives, it has never been more important to understand the source of our freedom. This is where I believe we have gone wrong. We have lost God as the center of our freedom and put the human race there instead. If we place our source of freedom, our free will, in humanity, when we become the point of reference, then it is the powerful who have their way. It is those who can shout down another, humiliate another, scare with violence or harassment. Those are the ones that become in charge. Understanding this lost focus of freedom, we can look again at today's readings and understand the situations that the people in the synagogue, upon hearing Jesus, said, "Don't listen to him. He's just the son of a simple carpenter." There was never a more important exchange than when Jesus came before Pilate, and Pilate asked who he was, and Jesus responded, "I came to testify to the truth." Then came that powerful question that plagues our country today. Pilate replied, "What is truth?" Truth is that Jesus Christ is Lord, that through his actions we have salvation, and though ridiculed, insulted, given hardships, we are to live in that truth. Living in the truth of Jesus, knowing we are made for the good, made to be children of God, made to follow virtue, this is the real freedom that the church proclaims. Living in the free choice of this world, seeing humanity as the point of our morality and concern, leads to what we hear and see in today's society. We cannot be free unless God is the center of our freedom. The founding fathers knew this. Our country was founded on this freedom, but freedom in the truth, not in lies or deception. Our country's freedom was founded on our relationship with God, now made whole by Jesus. And we can never forget that. Please think today, as you celebrate the founding of our country, don't be afraid to profess your Christianity. You may be unpopular. You may even be called names. You may be vilified when you defend truth and Jesus Christ. You may be all those things, but you will never be so free.